Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner. It's about time for our day in history. It's February the 28th. And what you're hearing right now, of course, is Bridge Over Troubled Water, Simon and Garfunkel. 1970, this song started its six-week run at the top of the singles chart. Became a very famous song, and of course, remember, Aretha Franklin just killed this piece. On this day, on February 28th, a slave revolt we don't hear about very much took place in 1708 in Newton, Long Island. Slaves revolted. Seven overseers, white people who owned slaves, were killed. And then after that, of course, the rebellion was put down. It was a rebellion that involved native people on Long Island and enslaved Africans. Two African men were hung. An Indian was hung. There were Indian and black slaves who revolted here on Long Island that day. And one of the revolt leaders was an African-American woman who was burned alive at the end of this revolt in 1708. On this day in 1778, though, the Rhode Island General Assembly said that authorized the enlistment of slaves as soldiers in the army against the British. And this was critical because one of the things we don't talk about much in this history, that the great battle against Cornwallis, that was fought, that ended the Revolutionary War, was actually won by the Rhode Island Regiment made up of African Americans and Native Americans. And many people who wrote about that battle wrote that what they said, it was some, I don't have the scene in front of me, but basically it said that soldiers saw the blood of reds and blacks flowing across the battlefield because they won the day. They won the Revolutionary War. On this day, the Baltimore-Ohio Railroad was incorporated in 1827, first railroad in America right here in Baltimore that offered commercial transportation. This was the day in 1859 that the Arkansas legislature said that free blacks had to choose between exile or going back into slavery. And also in 1879, 20 years later, this is a very important movement in our history. There was a man named Benjamin Papp Singleton. He was a man who was born a slave. Benjamin Papp Singleton ran away from slavery in 1846, became a leader of the abolitionist movement. He returned to his home of Tennessee after the Union occupation in 1862 and began organizing around Reconstruction. And he said there was no way we can live with these white people. They're trying to kill us. They're taking our rights away. He went to Kansas to check out things in Kansas and around Missouri. He came back and got thousands of people to join him, former African slaves in America to join him. It was known as became known as the Exodusters. This became the Great Exodus of 1879. 50,000 freedmen went to create towns and homes in Missouri and Kansas. He created an entire movement out there, led it for a long time, and it was one of the great stories of settlement in America. He created this group called the Colored United Links, and he just built this entire movement. And when they tried to crush it and end it, he tried to get this movement to take everybody who was African-American to Cyprus. That didn't work. But what he did was he became an early Pan-Africanist and one of the great leaders in American history that we don't talk often enough. There should be a movie made about that one. On this year, in 1932, African-American inventor Richard Spikes invented and patented, every time you get in your car and you have your gear shift, it's automatic gear shift, that gets your car reverse, forward, drive, everything else, invented by Richard Spikes in 1932. In 1935, this is when nylon was invented. Nylon was invented by DuPont scientist Wallace Carruthers. And on this day, one of the great books of American literature was published, Richard Wright's Native Son, in 1940. 1953, on this day, our DNA finally mapped out by Watson and Crick, Nobel Prize winners. On this day in 1963, John F. Kennedy asked Congress to pass a civil rights law for voting rights safeguards. It took Lyndon Johnson to get it done, but he began this in 1963. In one of the greatest TV shows of all time, I know many of you watch it, MASH, the final episode, today, 1983, about the Korean War. And in 1993, one of the very early shows we did on the Mark Steiner Show happened. Our show airs. Our 21st anniversary is this Monday. One of the first shows we did back in 1993 was about the massacre at Waco when the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms agents open fire with search warrants, or open fire on the compound, just killed numbers of people. Two cult members were dead, but 15 agents were killed. It was, and then the whole place burned down to the ground. It was just a horrendous thing. This took place in 1993. And in 2008, this is when the first big study came out that showed the United States prisons had an all-time high of people in jail in the history of the United States, even per capita, throughout history. 2.3 million people in 2008, larger than any other country with a large population, larger than China, Russia, Iran, anywhere else. We still have that disgraceful number of people in our prisons. But the first time this was really reported in a major way was in 2008 on this day. On this day in 1901, the great chemist and Nobel Prize winner, Linus Pauling, was born. And Bugsy Siegel was born on this day in 1906, the great American gangster. Great, you can call him great or infamous American gangster. On this day, the great Baltimore Colt and football player Bubba Smith was born in 1945. Paul Krugman, the economist we read about now, born on this day in 1953. And the Baltimore Bullets coach, Brian Billick, born on this day in 1954. And one of my favorite actors, John Turturro, born on this day in 1957. Henry Luce, who created Time magazine, passed away on this day in 1967. As did the actor Eddie Anderson, one of the great actors, 1977. Rochester, played many other roles, died on this day in 1977, as did the great historian Arthur Schlesinger Jr., died on this day in 2007, and Buddy Miles, the great drummer, which we'll be hearing his music, Band of Gypsies he was part of from the very beginning. He played with everybody, Wilson Pickett, Stevie Wonder, David Bowie, Muddy Waters, Barry White. He passed away on this day in 2008, and that is our day in history, February the 28th. And to see our full list of this day in history and more about some of the things we highlighted on this day in history, please go to steinershow.org. And throughout the show today, we'll be bringing you more of what happened, especially the music, on this day in history, February the 28th.